kick ass. Whoa, that's kick ass. Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face and put a little spring into your step. That's right. Allow me to give you a little push in the body. That's right. A little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a kick in the arse. But you know, I've been away. I'm back. Oh my goodness me. It's so nice to have the microphone stuck up my nose again. A few fun facts for you. Do you realise this? Cats sleep for 70% of their lives. Sounds like teenagers, doesn't it? And one car out of every 230 made last year was stolen. Oh my goodness me. Every day, 20 banks are robbed. The average take is $2,600. That's right, $2,600. And there's a sentence. It's called, the quick brown fox jumps over a lazy dog, uses every letter of the alphabet. Well, I wonder who sat down and worked that one out. You think, Mom, look what I worked out. It's like, go back to school, yeah, Wally. Go do something important. And do you realize this? That the only 15-letter word that can be spelled without repeating a letter is uncopyrightable. Now, whoever knew that was a word, uncopyrightable? What does it mean? Uncopyright? That is uncopyrightable. I don't even know what it means. Anyway, the last one here, forest fires move faster uphill than they do downhill. Anyway, you know, I'm feeling very jolly today, and I thought I'd be talking about something quite fun. But, you know, I'm, first of all, let's start with a little song, shall we? Yeah, let's go right into it. You got to love ABBA, don't you? You got to love it. It's so uplifting. Anyway, people who stood in for me last few weeks said that the 10-minute show was one of the hardest ones to do. That's right. It is pretty hard to sort of say something meaningful in 10 minutes. You know, I'm already at 2 minutes right now. 8 minutes to go and I haven't said anything yet. What a Wally. Anyway, so, you know, I'm going to switch my accent right now. It's hard to do. People can say, why do you keep doing it in an Irish accent? I don't know. I've got lots of accents I could do it in. I just prefer this one. It sounds much more fun. And I can see, actually, that the downloads in Ireland are growing. So who knows? Maybe it's because. Anyway, so what do I want to talk about? Well, you know, I've been thinking about something that I'm really inspired. And I mentioned it the last show. And I think I mentioned it, I'll mention it a few more times in the future. The power of saying yes, and the sort of the ability as a kick-ass life practitioner to really embrace and fall in love with the word yes. And we've also, well, I'm not sure if you've seen the movie, but, you know, Jim Carrey, the yes man. And there is something very powerful about that. And, of course, you know, I talked in my last show about the two people that came to Kilimanjaro that I'd met in the last week before I left, and they both said yes. One was 66, and the other one, John, I'm not even sure how old he was. But it's so powerful. You know, when you say yes first and then look into the considerations, then go through, okay, let's make this happen, as opposed to what most people do, let me think about it. And so today is really a celebration of that word yes. And of course, you know, to say yes, there are times when you have to say no, but so many people are afraid to use the word no. You know, cleanly, you know, do you want to come for dinner? No, thanks. We always have to sort of make excuses up. And I found that so often as I sort of discovered the truth and really started living in the truth, how easy it is to sort of slip into little white lies to justify situations. You know, and I've often have it where, you know, you have to phone up and do something that's kind of like, it's harder, you know, it could have some energy on the other end. But to just come clean and say it as it is and the power of the word no. So if we really live in and we have, you know, great truth around the word no, but then we live in the wonder of the word yes, and we start saying yes to things, and we start to, when people ask us something, you know, there's that little voice that immediately you know, I mean, it can get excited inside of us, but there's also that other little voice that immediately goes to fear. And I notice quite often that most people sort of trapped, and again, I use this continuum. If your life was measured between 0 and 10, you know, most people I know and a lot of my students, you know, when I first start working with them, they kind of live comfortably between a 4 and a 7, let's say, or a 5 and a 7, or a 3 and a 6, that kind of thing. But really not, you know, going all the way to a 10 and really going all the way sort of deep down inside into that deep spiritual quiet place and never into that really wild, crazy place. And so, you know, life becomes quite mundane. And one of the things I did for many, many years is I decided I was going to have Christmas every year in a different country. And I did it for years and years and years and years and years. But what's interesting about that is when I look back, they seem so distinctly different. And I love traditions. I know so many families do traditions and they do the same thing year after year, but it's really hard to look back and see a difference. And it seems like life goes more quickly or appears to go more quickly when we're doing the same things over and over and over again. And, you know, when I get chatting to people, most people's dreams lie somewhere buried deep down inside because they're just not in the habit, like John and Judy, the two people that came to Kilimanjaro with me, just not in the habit of just saying yes right off the bat, just saying yes and then considering the options. And what I love about what John did, I mean, I met him I'm going to bring him on the show, but met him briefly. And, within 10 or 15 minutes, I mentioned Kilimanjaro and he looked in my eyes and he said these words. He said, "I've always wanted to climb that mountain." So I looked at him with the same intensity in his eyes and I said, "So, let's do it. You know, there's space. Why don't you come?" And I just kept looking at him without any hesitation or doubt in my eyes that it wasn't possible. Now, remember, this was 2 days or 3 days before we're about to leave. It's like midnight. So he really would have 2 days to make a choice. And, you know, he looked at me and I could see that his immediate inclination immediately was to go through a list, and then he stopped himself and went straight to the word yes. And he said, "Well, yeah, okay." And I put out my hand and I shook. I knew he was a man of honor. But then I let him off the hook. I said, "Look, I realize there's lots of things that, you know, have to be considered now you've said yes. Considered now you have said yes. Considered now you have said yes. You know, like family and your daughter and your wife and approval and just, well, not maybe the word approval, but certainly consensus and your business. All these things that now can be considered, but you've said the word yes now, but now you're considering it because you've said yes, not considering it to see if you can find a reason to say yes." And this is where I found that real power in watching both these decisions. Now, Judy, same thing. I know I mentioned this on the last show, but I want you to get this piece. Kick-ass life practitioners are masters. What's the word? Masters. Masters of saying yes. You know, so there you go. And then we take a chance on saying yes. So much that I want to do. That's right. There's so much you want to do. And the truth is that considering before yes will often lead down to, I really don't have the time, or I can't afford it, or these other great default modes. They're default modes. We're going to go there. And I tell you, I watch people all the time who live in default mode land. Default mode land. What it is, simple. It's simple. Whenever any opportunity comes up, they go back to default. "Oh, I don't really have the time." Well, when the hell are you going to have the time? All right? I mean, and the truth is, when we get in the habit of saying yes, we're going to find a way to make the time, and it's going to change the course of our lives so simply by embracing yes and being truthful with the word no. In other words, when a no is needed, it's not a bullshit no. It's not a, "Oh, you know, let's make up a little white lie" no. It's not a, it's just a simple no. "No, I can't. Actually, no, thanks so much. No, it's not going to work for me right now, but thank you so much." Right? A powerful no, a truthful no. And that's so when we sort of live in and we have a relationship with those two words, I mean, yes and no, and I don't see many, many people who do. And so the other, one of my favorite words is both. And we've talked about this on the show before, but I want you, so yes yes, no, and both. Why do we have to choose this or this? Why not both? Yeah, I want to do both. Do you want to do Everest or Kilimanjaro? Yeah, both was fine. Not that I'm going to climb Everest. I don't know. It's not that I don't want to. I'd like to go to base camp. It's just the whole commercialization of it. It just seems so bizarre now. And you realize that it's like 1 in 10 people die coming down, like the Canadian lady that passed away, you know. And so it's just like, you know, got kids. And I understand a no like that. And I don't feel like it's a fear-based no. But, I mean, to put my life at risk at this time in my children's evolution, not that I don't, you know, with some of my choices, but certainly something like that where their chances are very, very small, it's like, well, really, is it valuable? So I'll say no to things, even though that there may be a calling. But anyway, so as we sort of get toward the end of the show here we are. We're at, oh, my goodness, it's 10 already. I don't believe it. So as we wrap up the show, what are we going to do? I want you to practice saying yes first to things. When people ask you, say yes, then look at considerations. If you have to back out, fine, but say yes first and then get into the considerations. Don't get into the considerations before the word yes, and be truthful about the word no. Be really, really truthful. Don't put explanations and little white lies wrapped around it. Don't lose the energy there. A simple no. No, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you on the other side. And it's so good to be back. He's back. Woo.
That was kick-ass.